In Slovakia, with whom Czechia has strong bilateral relations, license fees were abolished already in 2022. At the time, the government promised to ensure that the public media's budget would not be endangered, but the new government that came to power in 2023 further reduced the amount allocated to radio and television from the state budget shortly after the election. This subsequently weakened the entire institution and made it even more dependent on the state. This so-called Slovak scenario has for several months now been a specter in the public debate about abolishing license fees in the Czech Republic. To get his perspective on the situation, I spoke with Professor Jan Jirák from the Department of Media Studies at Charles University, not only about how public service media should be funded, but also about the societal role these media play. But first, is the Czech Republic really facing a Slovak scenario?
Já myslím, že to srovnání Česká a Slovenska.
I think the comparison between the Czech Republic and Slovakia is somewhat rooted in our shared history. We tend to compare ourselves, but in my view, the starting situation was different, and from the very beginning, the position of so-called public service media in the Czech Republic and in Slovakia has been different. Slovak television, when it was still a separate institution, repeatedly struggled with economic problems. It was much more economically tied to the state, and that is now simply showing after all these years. Moreover, I think the relationship between citizens, politicians, and the media is defined a bit differently there than in the Czech environment, so I wouldn't lean too heavily into that comparison.
So, what would
abolishing license fees in the Czech Republic actually mean?
Já vím, že vám budu připadat zpátečnický, ale já myslím,
I know I may sound old-fashioned, but I think it wouldn't mean anything at all. I think it's a bit of a fetish. We've let ourselves be manoeuvred, partly by the media, into the position that license fees equal the independence of public service media. But, to put it bluntly, these media have never been politically independent. They are governed by laws approved by the legislature. They are overseen by councillors elected by the Chamber of Deputies. The amount of the fee is decided by law, by the Chamber of Deputies, the Senate and the President. That links to politics have always been there. In my opinion, we should try to prevent that link from increasing. But whether the funding comes from a specific fee or from the state budget is not essential. What matters is whether there are clear rules for how it is done. For 13 years, politicians didn't increase the license fee, so the financing of these media has been and still is in their hands. That doesn't change. I think we should rather defend other mechanisms than focus on which pocket the money comes from.
Než zrovna z kterého pytlíčku se ty peníze přisypou.
And what could those other mechanisms be?
No, tak buď ten státní rozpočet.
Either funding from the state budget with the important condition that there would be a law on budget allocation requiring regular indexation of the funding, that would be significant. Ideally, the indexation should even be set in advance so that media organizations can plan ahead. That would substantially improve the situation compared to today. Whether the money comes from savings in other budget chapters or from higher taxes is, in my view, a technical matter. The key issue is ensuring stable funding, and that is not a question of license fees. Their dysfunction is fully due to the fact that they were not adjusted for so many years, and politicians essentially kept control over them.
Is there any foreign public service media model that fulfills its role, is funded from the state budget and works well?
In my view, the most interesting example for us might be the Finnish model, a special type of tax.
Could you explain this model?
Já ho neumím do detailu, ale pokud vím.
As far as I know, it's a specific tax paid up to a set maximum by everyone who files a tax return. So anyone who pays taxes also pays this fee. Its amount is based on taxable income, meaning those with higher incomes pay more, and so on. The entire mechanism is anchored in law. To me, this seems far more stable than the license fee systems we've been discussing.
I understand that funding through license fees is not an ideal solution either, but it can't be denied that in the Czech Republic there is growing concern about the impact this change could have on public series media. Is this concern unfounded?
Já myslím, že tohle je vyloženě jakoby postoj, který
I think this is very much a stance generated by the media themselves. Even the license fee system, as we have it here, has been very disadvantageous. Politicians could essentially agree to let the media starve. It almost happened when technology costs rose during the pandemic and the fee was not increased. Thankfully, the media survived. So I really don't think that collecting license fees puts these media in any particularly strong position, quite the opposite. Undoubtedly, however, we are now facing a new debate in the Czech environment about what public service actually is.
Výběr koncesionářského poplatku staví ta média do kdo ví jak silné pozice naopak.
Mm-hmm. And what is it in your view?
Nepochybně nás v českém prostředí.
In my opinion, the fundamental principle of public service is to integrate society, to bring it together into a single whole. The second point is that public service is not just one thing. These media produce a wide range of content. In fact, most of it is not even journalistic in nature. For example, I would support encouraging Czech radio to explicitly commit to systematically developing radio drama as a distinct cultural value. I think radio drama is truly unique. And that, in my view, is exactly the kind of thing that belongs to public service. No other radio station will do it. It fulfills cultural aims, it develops personality, imagination, and much more. It is a contribution to national cultural values in every sense.
Je to nějaký příspěvek k národním kulturním hodnotám.
Therefore, in your opinion, how can we systematically build public awareness so that people realize that, for example, radio drama is something valuable, that it's something we want to preserve within our cultural landscape?
Tohle je zcela zásadní otázka, kterou jste teď položila.
This is an absolutely fundamental question you have just asked, and I think that in this area we have already neglected decades during which this should have been discussed and debated. And if you notice, it's quite a peculiar phenomenon, public service outside the realm of journalism, outside news and current affairs, is most often talked about when someone gets the impression that something is not public service. That suggests to me that we have some unreflected boundaries in our minds about what we do and do not consider to be public service. I find the debate about the show Stardance interesting because it illustrates this very well, the criticism of Czech television for broadcasting it. And then someone says, well, the BBC has it too, as if that were an argument in itself. But what this discussion shows is that we are constantly feeling out that boundary of what public service actually is. And we should be able to guide this process more deliberately so that it becomes more systematic, so that we can truly have a meaningful discussion about what public service really means.
Být schopni nějak moderovat, aby to mělo systematičtější povahu, abychom se bavili o tom, co je veřejnoprávní.
On Friday, the 10th of April, Czech Minister of Culture Otto Klempíš met with the directors of both public service media institutions, Hinek Chudárek and René Zavoral. They want to preserve the current system, arguing that the existing funding model works and ensures the independence of the media. However, the minister assured both directors that the independence of both institutions would not be threatened even after a change in funding. The law introduces a mechanism that will ensure indexation of funding and sufficient predictability. Oversight of the functioning of the media will continue to be carried out by media councils, Klempisch said. When the law will be presented to the public and what it will look like in detail is, for now, still unclear.